which the commentators of today's gospel give us today is that Jesus has also opened our ears to hear the words of divine truth. You are aware, of course, that many people have heard the things that you have heard and have turned away. Many people do not want to hear the unbendable truth of holy doctrine. And more, they do not want to hear the uncompromising principles of Catholic morality. And they are being convinced that they do not have to accept this inflexible stand, that it is permissible to find your own way, to follow your own conscience. It is permissible to feel your way through. And besides, God is good and merciful, and He will bless one's good intentions. Still, there is need for our keeping our ears open, because we are not saved. We are on the way of salvation. We are in the way of perfection, hopefully, and we are on this pilgrimage. And because of our imperfection, we have to continue to beg Christ to open our ears to the truth. I have in mind mainly today that we must be willing to learn about ourselves. There is no growth in virtue if a person does not know himself. And I have to say that it's been my experience that very few people really do, because they do not want to see themselves as they are. It does not mean that they are gross sinners. It simply means that they are in a certain state of spiritual stagnation. They have faults of which they're unaware, and their faults trouble them very little. They think it is sufficient simply to go in periodically for a rinse off in the confessional, and it has hardly more effect than that. Every man has a dominant fault. One major flaw in his character, which is the source of practically all his sins. For most of us, that fault is pride. For you, that is, not for me, of course. It is not always pride, but it is in the case of most of us. And we mention pride, but that is not sufficient, because all of us, as you've heard me say before, we have our particular problem with pride. In the case of some of us, it is nothing but egoism, self-centeredness. With some of us, it is vanity, a love, a lust for attention. With some, it is delusions of grandeur, imagining that we are better than we are, more talented, or whatever. With some, it is simply that we refuse to see ourselves as we are. We are conceits, and we are self-flatterers. As I say, the dominant fault in one's character explains many of his sins, many of which he is not aware of, and unfortunately, if it is pride that is this fault, basically it is self-love that has overgrown itself, and it has almost consumed the man to such an extent that he does not want to see himself clearly, and he does not correct himself in this area. We'll talk about this matter at length another time, but it is a fact that we should implore the Lord Jesus to open our eyes, open our ears to the things that he would say to us, and also regard the things that others say in their criticisms of us. Sometimes our relatives and our neighbors, when they get angry with us, say what they think of us, and what they think, even if they should not say it, is right on the money. We ought to listen. And we have to beg our Lord, give us the grace to accept the hard truth, and then to be willing to let him root out this fault and all of its tributary vices.